Good. Okay, everyone discussed davening directions. So the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed teaches that if a person is riding on their camel, whatever, so they should face towards Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, you should face towards Har Habayis. If you're in Har Habayis, you should face the Makom Mikdash. In Makom Mikdash, you should face the Makom of the Kodesh Kodashim. So what we want to discuss is different davening directions. We'll start with a very controversial question, which is definitely very relevant, is what direction should a person daven at if they're at the Kosel? So what's the question? So if the Gemara teaches when you're in Yerushalayim, you should face the Kosher Kadashim. But the problem is the Kosher Kadashim is not the direction of the Kosel. So if a person's at davening at the Kosel, which direction should they face? So Shermach, by the way, brings down that some people at the Kosel, when they're davening, they don't daven towards the Kosel, they actually daven towards the left, to the place where they think the Kosher Kadashim is. But the question is, we have to justify the minhag of the Olam that when they're davening at the Kosel, they face straight. They don't seem to be davening towards the Kosher Kadashim. So I found 4 yeshuvim poskim to justify the fact that people do not face the Kosher Kadashim when they daven at the Kosel. So yeshuv number 1, Rosh Sternbach himself brings down what he says. Where is the Kosher Kadashim? We don't know. Even though some people want to say that, Baz wants to say that the Dome of the Rock is a Kosher Kadashim, but guess what? We don't know for sure that's the Kosher Kadashim, so therefore, Rosh Sternbach doesn't think it's a problem that people are diving towards the Kosel, because maybe that's actually the Kosher Kadashim. Maybe that's where the Kosher Kadashim really is.
This is all assuming that the Kosher Kadashim is somewhere in the middle. Meaning, we know Bivados, it's not like on the end of Har Habayis. Like, if you're where they have this mixed prayer group, it's like Mamash at the end of Har Habayis. So
okay, well,
I'm saying a lot of times, like, a lot of Chashav Yidin will come just and take up all the space so that they can't have their mixed prayers there.
Yeah.
Certain days they do that. So if you're davening there, then you would be Mechuyev to face someone to the left, because there's no way it's Mamash at the end.
You're saying according to this Pshav and Shambach.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Rosh Hashanah was dealing with the men's section. This was before the mixed prayer group, before the for the woman of the wall, or woman for the whatever. What? Yeah. Okay, so that was justification number 1. So justification number 2, Rav Yosef Liebman, who passed away last week, so he said, if a person davens towards the mosque, the Dome of the Rock, so it's a bazillion, right? You're facing a makum of
Tumah.
Yeah, exactly. When you're davening that way. So we don't want to show covet to the mask by facing it when we daven. So there's a rise. So the post can bring down, let's say a person has a choice, the Ramah brings, right? Let's say a person has a choice of davening east or davening, and you're going to be facing Avodah Zarah, or davening in the other direction. So what should you do? Should you face the Avodah Zarah when you daven? Or should you follow, you daven in a different direction? It's actually this fixed parasha, right? This fixed parasha is parasha for Eira. And Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to daven in the city because it was full of Avodah Zarah. So he went outside the city. So the transcendental comes along from here. He brings down that if a person's traveling and he has a hotel, if a person has a choice of davening a place where he's facing Avodah Zarah or not, so you can't face Avodah Zarah and daven. So he wanted to bring down for him. So if Yosef Lieberman wanted to say, okay, well, you face the mask. So in a certain sense, it's a bizarre you're facing the mask when towards davening, so you shouldn't. So the minhag therefore just became to face forwards when davening the Kosel. Now the only issue of this is that, is it really Avodah Zarah a mask?
And number 2, it's not even a mask.
It's not even a mask.
The Dome of the Rock is a shrine. I don't know what it is. That's where their that's where he went up to heaven. That's what they put down. And that's the shrine on top of it. Whereas the black dome is the Al-Aqsa, that's an actual mosque, which is all the way to the right of the coastal, to the south end of the coastal. That's an actual mosque. But the golden dome is different.
That's not a mosque.
It's not even a mosque. Yeah, they don't pray in there. It's just like a holy place or whatever.
For them.
For the Yidden
Pashtus
also, but yeah, for them.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I hear. Okay, I know. Okay, first of all, I heard from Rav Nevensal. I don't know if anyone else. I've seen that Rav Nevensal holds that mask as Mixus Kedushas Basic Nessus. I heard that.
You saw it inside?
I couldn't believe it, so I looked around. I think I saw it printed in some safer that Rav Nevensal holds that mask as Mixus Kedushas Basic Nessus. But according to that, then Lechai is no Isser facing. The Chum of the Transcendental not facing it, but it's already Davin. Maybe we'll get to later, like if a person's like in a hospital or whatever and there's a cross in the wall, what should you do? But like, Okay, according to them, there's a mix of Kedusha and the mask. Obviously, there's not going to be any Isser davening facing towards davening the mask. Yeah. So, we could start clearing on that.
I mean, the mice, all of Higher Bias is filled with, like, different Muslim things on it. So, like, help you to face one direction over another. And the mice is not going to help you. Whichever direction you face, you're facing something.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. So that's reason number two, why people face forwards when they daven the Kosel. Reason number three, they face forwards when davening the Kosel. So Rav Nevinson brings down that it's a bizarre to the Kosel if a person face turning away from it. And Rav Nevinson himself, Jacob Melman told me, Rav Nevinson himself is makbir that when he leaves the Kosel, he won't, like, turn his back to the Kosel.
For how far?
What?
As long as he sees it, or just...
No, like, he'll walk backwards. Like, he won't...
To the steps.
Yeah, I think so. Like, he won't turn his back to the Kosel. So now, so that's why people daven forward, so they don't daven to the side, because, like, if a person daven to the side, it's a bizarre to the coast, so we don't want to do that, so therefore you daven forwards. And then the fourth shot I saw, that why people face forwards when they daven to the coast, so some guy in Parnovich asked for Shach. So what's pshat? Like, it seems everyone's going against the halacha. So Shach said, look, no, if it pleases you so much to go against what everyone else is doing, so face when you turn towards the left. So Pashas or Shach is saying, look, the minhag is to face forwards. Like, don't be that guy who...
I think the Chazanish said to face left.
Yeah, the Chazanish said to face left?
And Damir Kosel? I think Kanevsky brings down that you should face left.
Rechan Kanevsky says to face left.
I believe so.
Damir Kosel.
I believe I saw it brought down.
Yeah?
Like fully left or like at an angle?
Yeah, like at an angle somewhere.
Okay, I don't know. Is that anyone?
That's what I heard.
That's what you heard?
I don't know. I thought I saw it inside somewhere.
Okay, I don't know. Well, hopefully maybe we'll get an email from Benjamin Kaplan about the the minhag, what they do at the Kosel, which direction to face what.
According to the third answer, that it's like a bizayon to face.
Yeah.
Aren't you like still sort of facing the Kosel? Because if you're like at an angle, so like you're still...
Well, but like you're facing where? It's like disrespectful. I don't know. If I was like disrespectful of the Kosel, if you're like not fully... Yeah. So, I don't know. Again, look, past just all these answers. None of these answers are like 100% like... generally a sod. When there's like a bunch of answers to Akasha, so it usually means that none of the answers are really too good. But, okay, so that's in terms of davening when you're at the Kosel. But the question we want to address now is, let's say you're not davening at the Kosel. Let's say you're davening in New York City. Which direction do you face when we want to daven east? So here's the question. There's two ways of calculating direction. So the one is called the Ram line, which means that you take a flat map and you just try to, you go from point A to point B. That's called the Ram line. And then there's a second way of getting a direction, which is called the Great Circle, which essentially is like when a plane flies, right? It's not shot that the plane, like, you look at the direction based off a sphere, not like on a flat surface. So the question is, when the Gemara says that a person's supposed to face towards Yerushalayim, so what way do you go? Do you go based off the Ram line, or do you go based off of the Great Circle? So first of all, this is a machlokes. If you ever looked at Maizmanim, right, you see that they have two different. So this is what the dispute's based off of. So the machlokes is a machlokes in the Levush in Emunas Chacham. The Emunas Chacham was an Italian rav from the 1700s, 1800s. So the Levush said that the minog was that the halacha is that you go based off the Ram line. So you just take a flat map. You calculate. You just look where Jerusalem is from based on where you're looking on the map, and then that's the direction you face. On the other hand, the Emunas Chacham says, no, you go based off the Great Circle, you should try to figure out the closest way by walking that you get to Yerushalayim. So what come out is, I think it's an afternoon in New York of like 15, 20 degrees, meaning that if you're going to go based off the Ram line, so then you just go, I mean, you're kind of just davening straight words east, which is that way, I think, right? That way?
Yeah, that way.
But if you're going to go based off the Great Circle, so I think it's north, right? It's northeast, because I think when planes fly to Eretz from here,
they fly north.
Don't they? Yeah, they fly northeast. Yeah. So it's going to be like another 20 degrees in that direction. Uh-huh. So.
Big Nafkamina.
Yeah.
Big
Nafkamina. It is Big Nafkamina.
Except for the Pashas, they used to think that the world was flat, so that we should.
No, not in times of Chacham.
I don't think in times.
That was made up by the church in the 12th.
Yeah, I don't think. Most of the Shonim I mean, the Yushalmi says that there are Tosfos quotes in Yushalmi. I mean, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that talks about the Chug Ha'aretz. It talks about the circumference of the... so even as they want to say from there that sorry, the world is round. Tosfos quotes in Yushalmi, the Vodazar. Tosfos in Vodazar quotes in Yushalmi that the world is round.
No, it was made up by the church. The church made it up. I forget the exact reason, but a history professor once was explaining to me how everyone used to believe in the ancient times that it was a circle and everything, and then all of a sudden come along the church, something to do with how they wanted to extort money from different people. They said it was flat.
Uh-huh.
It was only like for a few hundred years that people believed it was flat.
I don't think the Rishonim assume that the... I'm assuming like maybe a couple... By the 1500s, I think people knew that the world was...
Galileo, I think, was the 1500s
or 1600s. Copernicus. No, Copernicus was the door of the girl.
No, Copernicus was...
No, but he was different. He was different. He was that the Earth's in the middle, not the sun. Yeah.
That's not whether the Earth is round or not.
No.
All
this time we weren't working.
I think it was more like a dome as opposed to like a sphere. Or
that's
like a warm sock.
That's a different
discussion. What?
It's like
about
the warm
sock
with the sun.
Yeah. Okay, that's a separate cash. Separate cash. Okay.
Isn't it like a ball of more in Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, okay. There's a big machlokes in Rashi and Balmor about trying to figure out the date line. The Shitas Rashi is very, very, very difficult. I think Art Squad is like a whole, do quite a lot of one weaving to try to stim Rashi with modern science. I think the Balmor is the more.
What was the Balmor saying?
That the date line is meaning like it gets dark in other places before others. I don't recall the exact details, but something along those lines.
Very good.
But I mean, in quantum Balmore, the dateline's going to be 6 hours. Right? It's 6 hours, 9 degrees west of or east of Jerusalem, west of Jerusalem.
So six hours east, though.
Yeah, I mean 90 degrees, which I think is 6 hours. All right. Okay, anyway. So if anyone's wondering why there's two different cheetahs in Maizmanim, now you know. It's this machlokes in the Levushim. I think they bring it down as a machlokes to Lebowski and Michiel Zilber, but it's an old machlokes. Okay, so that's in terms of the. Now, so the question now is, so when you construct a shul, so how makbid do you have to be to when you build your shul, you have to make sure that's like mamish, like exactly to the degree that it says on your Maizmanim app, or can you like you have some wiggle room, and as long as it's like in the general vicinity of facing east, then it's okay. But like, you know, you don't have to be super makbid that's like mamish to the degree that you're facing that direction. So Shalom Zalman says that the minhag of Klai Yisrael is never to be so makbid to like the mamish to the degree that it's facing in a particular direction. Well, the post can point that. So the Chasson Seif and Achiezer, Chaim Loizer, they say, let's say a shul has two options. Either they could build the shul facing east, or they could build a shul, and it's not going to be able to have as many people in it, or they could build the shul in a different direction, the Aron Kodesh should be facing a different direction, and then they can have much more people. So what should you do? What's better? So they both said that, no, there's a din that you're supposed to daven east, so even if it means the left people are going to be able to daven the shul, you can't do that. But Shlomo Zalman said, okay, so let's say you have a choice. Let's say, and he had to do with the Shaila and Yerushalayim. So there's a show, I know, like, Yeshiva Sakota, I think one of the things I like to show off is, like, that mamish, like, when you're in the yeshiva, it's mamish, like, facing the Markum of Mikdash.
Yeah.
So Shlomo Zalman had to deal with a Shaila of, like, a place right near the Kosel, or somewhere in Yerushalayim, that if they're mamish going to be able facing the Kosel, then, or facing the Makom HaMikdash, then they won't be able to have as many people. But if they move the iron a little bit to a different direction, then be able to have any more people. So it can't be Mekel that it's in the general direction of the Kodesh Kadashim, but like it's a little bit off, nor really can't have any more people. So Shlomo Zalman said, yeah, but you can do it. The Minhag in Europe is definitely not going to be so makbid in it. The Minhag is just as long as it's like in the general vicinity of Yerushalayim, that's good. We have to be so makbid to the ninth degree that you're facing.
That's a big chiz. I would assume in Europe it would be different in the sense that Europe's hundreds and hundreds of miles away. So, but here your mom is just the eyesight you can see, and like if you're a little bit off, like it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, okay. So, as long as it's in the general direction. So the question now becomes, so what about, first of all, let's say Shul builds it in the wrong direction. So there's any Kedurah, and the Beis Shlomo says if Shul puts the Aron Kodesh in the wrong direction, and then they realize it, so it's like Hekdesh Batos. Therefore, you can move the Aron to a different spot. So he doesn't think there's a problem of like, you're like, oh, maybe you're being more than Kedush in Makam Aron, meaning when you put an Aron in the Shul, so maybe that place is like the most Kedusha. When you move the Aron from that place, now that place is less Kedusha. It's that problem of like, in a certain sense, that you're being Mizazlim, teacher's face of Knesset. That's the truth. So he says, no, it's a Hekdesh Batos.
Yeah. In the mirror, it's a big machlekes. Yeah. The way that they set up the Aron in the mirror is east is like 75 degrees to the right of the Aron.
Okay.
So it's a big machlekes between the first Reb Lazer Yudel and the current Reb Lazer Yudel. Like all the different Rosh Yeshiva and people in the yeshiva do different things. All the people from the old time, they would face towards Yerushalayim, Makom Mikdash. But all the newer people, they all face straight towards the Aron.
Let's discuss this machlekes first. Let's say Yeshul is built in the wrong direction, meaning not like they're totally in the wrong direction. Let's say should you face the Aron or should you face towards east? Let's say you're in a Yeshul that's just not built in the right direction. So this is a big dispute in posting. So if Hankin said you should face the Aron, he is in the minority of posting. Most posting really say that if a Yeshul is built in the wrong direction, so if the entire Tzibor is facing one direction, so you shouldn't be that guy that's like,
everybody faces one direction, but there are a couple of people who face 90 degrees the opposite way. Like most people face the Aron.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of people with 90 degrees in other directions. It's not much better because they're terrible.
You think it's wrong? So it's one thing when people like shouldn't be bound to one another. Like that's a problem. Like, you know, apparently like an old Zeissman.
No, I'm telling you. Yeah. Let's say a person is here, you'd be facing this direction, and then
So people, you shouldn't be bound towards other people. Like, that's the problem. Like, apparently, like, the old Zeissman, so apparently they had the Aron facing, not where it currently is, it used to be facing the wall. I mean, that's not a very helpful description. It used to be facing the
what? To the right or the left?
No, in Zeissman, it used to be, facing the entrance. It used to be facing the entrance. So there's a big machlokes when it comes to lichadodi, where we bow at the end. So which direction do you bow? So the Aruch HaShulchan says you bow west, and I think Mishabura says you just turn around, right?
Well, some say you're supposed to bow east, right? That's why we do it both ways.
One says you turn around, the other says you bow west. So Shemuel says, there's no machlokes, because the west is going to be the same way as because the shuls are built to the east, so then west is the same thing as turning around shul. So the problem in Zeissman though is that some people would be turning west to follow the Aruch HaShulchan, some people would turn the other direction to follow the Pesach and Mishabura, and other people would just go, so you just have people down to one another, you're not supposed to be doing that. People should not be down towards one another in davening.
I have a question.
Yeah. That's a good question. I don't know. Probably because the show's not. It's probably a convenience. Yeah, it's probably convenience. I don't know. I assume convenience.
Sometimes it's east, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. Tzarchin. But most shows, again, they're not built exactly to the dictuk that the mamish facing the iron. Definitely people should not be diving towards them. That's definitely a problem. So let's deal with the following case. What direction is Chink facing? Chink is facing, think that way, right? Think Shank is facing.
Shank is facing that way, and you have a lot of people who face this way.
Okay, very, very no game of mice, apparently. Okay, good. So Shank apparently is facing the wrong direction. So first of all, should they have built the shul that way? Okay,
in a reform congregation.
There's a reform temple. Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay, so obviously they aren't going to build in the right direction. Yeah. Fine. Yeah, they never believe. They said Berlin should take over. Fine. So they weren't building in the right direction. Okay. Good. So let's say a person's davening in Shank. So what should you do? Should you be that guy who's bound towards other people, or do you have a better itzah for you if you're davening there? Okay. So first of all, we'll get this on record. So Rav Hankin says he always faced Aaron. Like, there's a din that Shul should be built facing east. But that's a din hilchos basic nesses. Once they build the iron in the wrong direction, so you just face the iron and
No, but just to make it a little matters a little worse, like, it's sort of like this in Chenk, but in other shows, it's like a semicircle. So if you, meaning in front of the arms in the front, and then the show is built as a semicircle in front of the arms. So if you're on the side of the semicircle, like, do you face straight towards the wall, or do you face towards the
arms? Okay, first of all.
Sort of like that in Chenk.
Yeah, so should shows be built in a semicircle, so nobody has a tshuva that a show is supposed to parallel the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was square. So therefore, he says he can't build a circle show. A sphere show, he thinks it's a problem because we're supposed to try to imitate the Beis HaMikdash. He's not into circle shows. Okay, but anyway. So what should a person do if they're diving a chank? So Pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. So a person should. So if the entire tzibur is facing west, so let's say they're diving completely the wrong direction. So the Prima Gadim says you should dive in the right direction, meaning that you shouldn't. Now, there's also some. There seems to be a bit of a discussion in posting. Is it better to face east and dive in Bichidus or dive in west with a tzibur? Right? I'm saying you're facing completely down there. So Piskechus is unsure. He's unsure about this. Shailah. The Zohar is very, very machmir about diving west. So he's like, the Zohar says like really harsh stuff about a person diving west and whatever. So the Yavitz, first of all, is Kasha. He's like, oh, what are you going to do if you're west? Let's say a person's in China. It's according to the Zohar. Now you're like doing all these terrible things, but you're supposed to be diving west because you're supposed to be facing Yishan. So comes along Beni Shai. Beni Shai says, no, the Zohar is referring to a person that was east of. East of Yerushalayim, but in Achanami, no, west of Yerushalayim. The Zohar is the other person who's west of Yerushalayim, but yeah, the Zohar would be more than that if you're on the other side of Yerushalayim. If a person's in Japan or whatever, then they should be facing towards Yerushalayim. But okay, anyway, so if a person's facing, so Anand Pashto's Prima Gadim is that person really is supposed to, you should face east even if you're going against the tzibur. But anyway, but it's a little weird to do that. So the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should face the direction that the tzibur is davening. So if the tzibur is all davening in one direction, so you should daven to the same direction, then you should tilt your head in the other direction. Meaning that you should, so your feet will be facing the same way as them. When your head is going to be in the right direction. That is the Pashas to Mishnah Berurah. Honestly, if you look at the Shevet Levi Paskins like this, it seems a rove. I don't know. It's one of those things that's like, Pashas, that's the right thing to do. Like, you never see really anyone doing it. So it's like, why is it that no one does it? Are people just relying on their thinking that, like, you face the direction of the iron? Sorry, Fian. sorry, Fian, the Mesa.
No, but like in the semicircle show, what should you do? I mean, if you're on the outside of the semicircle, if you're right in front of the arms and shine, but if you're like on the, let's say you're a 60 degree angle to the right of the arm, so should you face towards the arm, like sort of like face towards people, or should you face straight?
I don't know. Pashas, you should. I mean, look, again, as the posting, as long as you're like in the general direction, it's like you mamish have to be like aligned towards the Yerushalayim. Also, bear in mind, we said this whole machlokes between the Levosh and the Munis Chachamim. Do we follow the Rumline or do we follow the Rumline and do we follow the Great Circle? So definitely, I'm saying if a show's following one of those shitas, and let's say a person is, you always go based at the Rumline, this show, they build it following the Great Circle. So, like, if that, you shouldn't, like, I'm saying that, you don't have to be macro to your sheet. I'm saying that they're following your sheet, though. I'm saying we don't have a case of, like, the show is, like, stop. Yeah, it's like, yeah, so I'm saying, like, probably just try to follow the show and Zamas. Like, in general, I've been seeing the right direction. Pashas, that's that person.
Maybe we should also discuss the
present
if you have, like, the iron in the middle of the show, or some in the middle, you have people down in front of the iron, though. For example, like you're at the washing station outside of the Beis Medrash.
Yeah.
And you're davening out there. Which way should you face? Should you face towards the arm, like during Baruch Hu? Should you face to? Yeah. Which is the Machlokes Rashi Taisus? Should you face towards?
Are you talking about Chori Basic Knesses? Yeah, Chori Basic Knesses. Yeah, do you face towards the Tzibur? Do you face? Do you have to face against the Tzibur?
Yeah, so maybe we should discuss that for a minute.
I mean.
There's a wall.
He told me you should face east.
Yeah, the Shachter said to face east.
He said for everything, even for Modim Derabanan, Baruch Hu, Aleinu. When you bow in Aleinu, he said you have to face east towards the arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He told me anytime that you bow, you have to face towards the arm. He said.
Yeah.
Towards the arm, east.
Whatever the way.
No, but
I think to the Aron, I think.
Those are two different things. If you're at the back of the Misknesses, then east is one way.
Oh, no, you're right. He said to east. If you're walking in, you should always bow east. Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said even if you're like in the middle of Barclays,
so,
like
what's the case? You're just standing.
No, you're washing hands, like, and it happens all the time. They start Barclays, you're like standing right out there.
But the thing is, if bowing for Barclays, not such. I don't know.
Roshachter said. Roshachter said. Anytime you bow, modin darabanan.
No, but I'm saying bowing for Barclays is not such. I'm saying that's like a later. It's much later.
Yeah, but for
Elenu,
let's say.
Elenu is also much. I'm saying Elenu. I don't know, it's not, meaning, like, bound for Modin Der Rabbanan Shalom Zaman, so a person should be makrit to bow towards east, because that's in the Gemara.
Yeah.
I'm saying bound during Elenu is, like, a much later...
Yeah,
okay, I don't know. Look, if Shachter said to do it, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I guess Shachter felt that, great.
Is it better to daven in Gluck than Shink if we're...
I...
Pash is it better to daven in Gluck than Shink?
Yeah, I know, I don't know. It's one of those things that, like, you know, like, the minhag olam is, like, to be make about this, but, like, I don't know. It's like, what's the justification meaning? I like, it's, the cash is better than the parrot's meaning. Okay, like, that's what people do. Again, if you have this cool of a shalom zon, it's only, like, kind of in the general direction, so maybe that's, like, what the olam is kind of relying upon. But, sorry, Fian.
So if you're in South Africa, should you face north?
Yeah. If the president's in South Africa, you should face north.
North or northeast?
Yeah, north. A little bit east. Yeah, I'm saying even if a person's in Glock, so I'm saying like even it's not like if a person has to like mamish like tilt their body like because I think
Roshachter does. He tilts.
Yeah, but I think the but to be honest, the fact that everyone else doesn't because this is like in the general direction of granted even if a person. The person's not actually facing Aaron here, so I think you'd end up in South Africa. You're not gonna end up in Jerusalem, but like, okay, it's like in the general, it's in the general direction. So like, that's okay. Okay, so let's just discuss. So let's say a person's on the plane. Right. So what direction? Let's say what direction do you dive when you're on the plane? So it's accurate. So it's posture. I'm saying if a person's going to Eretz-Yisrael, so you should face forwards, right? You know, if on the Great Circle. It's the face words. But let's say a person's coming back from Eretz-Yisrael. I mean, let's say a person's flying back from Eretz-Yisrael. So Yitzhak says, Pasha Davin backwards. So, why am I telling you this?
It's not so easy. Just put your Davin from your seat. It's not so easy to like.
Yeah. So that's not so funny. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Davin towards Eretz-Yisrael is much simpler. When you're Davining not towards it, when you're Davining from, what's it called? When you're Davining from Chutzlaitz. Sorry, you're Davining from Eretz-Yisrael going to Chutzlaitz. So again, yeah, you're in your seat Davining. So yeah, it's not so Pasha. That's a push out of handle, but...
One time, I have a maisa.
Yeah.
I was sitting next to the Kamenetzer Mashkiach, or Pinchas Green.
Okay.
We're discussing Zmanim and stuff like that, and davening, which way to daven, and then afterwards I had fallen asleep, and he woke up to daven Shachris on the plane.
Yeah.
He did it based off when he saw the sun, and then he faced straight. Even though we were leaving at Israel, he faced straight, and I saw him davening that way, so...
Okay.
But it's also more convenient because you're not facing towards people and like towards the. If you face backwards, you're also facing towards the bathrooms and everything. Right. You're facing straight. You're facing towards a wall.
No, but I'm saying there's no issur to face. Meaning.
No, I know Hanami, but
it's not so pleasant. But I'm saying if the halacha is that person should be facing that direction,
unless you hold that it's considered as a din of mechitzah space.
Okay, but nowadays we're not so. That's not such a problem. So, okay, look, if a person's able to, really, if you're flying back from Eretz-Yisrael, if you're able to, try to face face away from the plane. So if Yitzhak is safe, because that's the nice of the direction of, Yishalayim. You have to be a chacham and try to figure it out. Okay, so is there any other east-west, any other davening direction, Shilas? I think we covered...
Outer space.
What direction is the person daven? Oh, so let's say a person doesn't know what to daven. Let's say for whatever reason a person just can't daven. Let's say a person can't daven east for whatever direction. So posting, it's all about the lave, meaning It's not a person has to dive slow. If a person doesn't have to dive in again, or if a person dives in the wrong direction, it's not like Ma'akiv Tefillah. So if a person doesn't know, for example, let's say they have no compass, or they have a kosher phone, right? So you can't get your compass to figure out which direction to dive in. So then just have kavana that should be going to the Makom Mikdash. It's not the it's not going. A person should definitely dive in rather than not dive in because they're diving in the wrong direction. Now, let's say, okay, so let's discuss just other cases. So let's say if davening towards the Makom Mikdash, there's going to be issues. So let's discuss a few issues. So let's say for whatever reason, if they daven east, they're going to be distracted. Okay, let's say, I don't know.
It's a street.
What? It's a street, whatever. So let's say like one direction is facing a wall, the other, they're not davening the shul. They're not davening the shul, they're like in some minyan, I don't know, they're faced.
They'll be facing the island, the passive.
You're facing. So what's best? Is it better to face east where you're not going to have such good kavana, or better to face in another direction you're going to have better kavana? Supposing you bring down kavana is like a that's what tefillah is all about. So better to be makbid for that than be makbid for davening in towards east. Now let's say east. Let's say in the eastern direction there's avodah zara. Right? Let's say a person is in the hospital, and they have a Holy Cross hospital, and there's crosses on the wall. So is it better to face the crosses when davening, or better to daven in another direction? Or let's say better, the post can discuss the found case, let's say in a room that's just like entirely covered in cross. I mean, you got a cross every single wall in the room. So what should you do in that case? So they quote from Chaim Halevi, I don't know. There's some posik that all the Achronim quote. I'm forgetting. Something Alevi. So they all quote that a person should try to.
No.
The person should face the sitter and like try not to daven. Meaning like try not to face the avodah zara in the davening. So just try to like look down or whatever.
There's only one avodah zara. Is there an Indian davka to turn your back to? Meaning, as opposed to studying?
So let's say the avodah zara is east, so you could daven west. But that's like really, but you're not supposed to daven west. So it's better to daven north or south than to daven. So yeah, probably better daven. Probably better daven north or south. Meaning.
Do things that are like a cross is that like Tashmish Avodah Zara, or would it make a difference?
That's a question. What does it even sound like? Yeah, I mean, Daki Chuvia, I mean, Miko didn't cross is not, it's not Avodah Zara. They don't worship, as far as I'm aware, they don't worship the cross. Crucifix, I think, is a little bit more, like what they have on top of churches.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit more complicated, but like across the post game, I think the Daki Chuvia is permitted to sell. The Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about stamp collecting. Yeah, about stamp collecting. A guy's a stamp collector. He wants to know if he could collect stamps with crosses on it. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. He didn't think that was a problem.
So dominating towards like a cross wouldn't be.
No, it's not.
It's probably better.
I'd say probably better not to dive in towards the cross.
The stipler, whenever he would see, like, even if he was like driving, the telephone wires look like someone in the shape of a cross.
They bring down the mice. That the stipler, the telephone wires in the neighborhood were like in the shape of a T. So he made sure that they fixed that. It wouldn't be in the shape of it wouldn't be even in the shape of a cross. Yeah, that's definitely a chumrah. Yeah. No, like when I was on the volleyball team, we used to play. We didn't have yeshiva league. We were playing all the Catholic schools. So I was like, the prayers and like, can you bow down? Right? Meaning, if you dive for the ball, you're doing right in front of the cross.
Oh, there are crosses in the gymnasium.
Yeah, crosses.
I think one of them even had a slight title, all the way up to the bleachers.
So is that a problem? Again, it's not really about Azar. I mean, it's just. It's just a cross, so I was Mikel, and I dove in the.
I don't think it didn't come across.
Ramosha finds a chuba about playing ball in the YMCA, so he's not into it. He said,
in the YMCA, they have the crosses in the gym.
Or maybe Ramosha was doing for, can you play basketball in like a church basketball court? So he said you shouldn't do it. He said Jewish kids shouldn't.
The Alt Kashan?
It's not the Jews. Better places for
it. People, I think, hold a theater in Valley Albert to even go into church.
Yeah, somebody's showing him. But yeah, that's going to church, but not to go into.
No, in the parking lot, I'm saying.
In the park? No.
Some people ask for going into the
parking lot. People ask to go into the parking lot, but what I'm saying is not Yard Vallejo. Yard Vallejo is only going to the church, saying, yeah. But no one says it's Yard Vallejo going to the. Even the parking lot, there's.
Why is there a difference? I mean, both are an issue of chashad, unless you say it's a greater chashad for the church than for the parking lot.
No, in the church itself?
That's like their makam avodah zarah.
No, that's the makam, but that's not the makam avodah zarah, meaning. In the parking lot. In the parking lot, there, I think, is makel, you can use it as a shortcut. That's why the olam is. When Steinbach has a tshuva about voting in some South Africa, they used to have the voting stations in churches. So is that a problem? And so Steinbach said, no, since you're going to the church to vote, everyone knows you're going to the church to vote, you're not going to pray. So he felt that it's not a problem. Alcohol is anonymous.
That's more of a shy people going with it. It's anonymous.
But I'm saying they have support groups. Because they're doing the basement. I mean, they're not doing it in the not doing it in the sanctuary. But if it's a big controversy. I'm not going to say who this rabbi was, but a certain rabbi, Barack Obama, invited this rabbi to attend the his inauguration, whatever. It was in the church, and the RCA came out with a whole statement how it's prohibited. What?
It was a really bad episode.
Yeah. Okay. Look, Pasha should have ever done it. Probably not. Well, I'm not commenting, but whatever. Whatever happened. The way so this rabbi went into the church for Barack Obama's inauguration, and RCA came with a whole letter how Orthodox rabbis, they came out against the Orthodox rabbis don't go into churches, whatever. Yada, yada, yada. Would Barack Obama been super offended if he didn't go into the church? Something tells me probably not, but okay. No, they didn't ask me. So, yeah, that was that. Okay, so any last questions about davening east? Okay, so Be'ezus Hashem, we should all daven in the right direction. Leave Shalom is being in Mizrach. Okay.
I have one question.
Yeah.
What's so terrible, like, facing west as opposed to north?
The Zohar is very machmir of davening towards west. Various Kabbalistic reasons, you're not supposed to daven west. What's behind the Zohar? I don't know. I didn't.
It's interesting because the Gemara says Shechina
by
my
Rabbi.
Yeah, the Satmar Rabbi
said that's why Mizrachi is a very fitting name because everything they do is against the Shechina. Okay, one was that. Okay.
That one
was
that.
What?
The good line, the Maisa, you can't forget it though.
Once you hear that, you can't forget it.
Every time you're going to hear Mizrahi,
right, you're going to